Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled Stories from My Cultivation by Jian Qin, a DAFA practitioner from Chongqing, China.
Minghui Fahui, Stories from My Cultivation by Shen Xin, a DAFA practitioner from Chongqing, China. Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I am very happy to participate in this experience-sharing conference. I am going to report my experiences in studying the Fa and helping Master rectify the Fa. Please kindly point out my shortcomings. 1. Master searched for disciples. I fortunately obtained DAFA. I obtained DAFA in 1994. Before I obtained DAFA, Master had already taken care of me. One summer morning in 1991, I went to a park to watch the sunrise. That day was sunny. The park had all sorts of flowers, jasmine, milan, roses. The fragrance filled the air. I looked at the red sun, which changed into soft blue. Suddenly, a blue sun changed into a huge Buddha on a cloud, flying towards me at lightning speed. The size of the Buddha quickly shrank in space, and when it reached me, it was my size. I remember a big bang. My body was shaking and my mind went blank. The experience is still as clear as if it happened yesterday. In May of 1994, I went to Master's lecture in Chongqing. I read Falun Gong before I went and felt it was very well written. When Master was lecturing on the stage, I was so moved, crying almost uncontrollably. I knew how wonderful the Fa was. I had been waiting for this all my life. I had converted to Buddhism in the past and became a Qigong master. I had some petty little skills, but I did not know anything higher. After I obtained the Fa, it was just like Master said. Quote, "Once they learn our fallen Dafa, they will understand at once many questions in life that they have wished to understand but could not answer." End quote. John Falun. I knew how precious this Fa is. I understood the weight of Master's words, and I learned the deeper meaning of the Fa. I came to cherish and respect the Fa. After I obtained DAFA, I studied the Fa and exercised whenever I had time. Since I was retired, I exercised 8 to 12 hours a day. I would read Falun Gong whenever I had time as well. John Falun was not published yet. 2. Master guided me to cultivate to higher levels. Late one night, shortly after I had obtained DAFA, I was lying in bed. I heard a loud explosion from another dimension. The energy was enormous. I felt the sound resonate in my head, body, and ears, and my body was lifted up and fell back down. I saw with my celestial eye an extremely bright blue-white light along with the explosion. It penetrated earth and other dimensions, and it reached far, far away. I was deeply impressed by these spectacular scenes. I thought my body perhaps went through a big cleansing. I used to cultivate in other ways, which contained good as well as bad elements. The big cleanup was a crucial first step to rectify my gong, purify my body, and truly raise me up to a higher realm. I will forever remember Master's enormous compassion and grace. Shaking Building. I live near Jialing River, in a residential building 10 stories high. My balcony faces the river where I exercise. One day in July, in 1994, when I did the first exercise, Buddha showing 1,000 hands, I felt the heavens and earth were shaking, and the building was rocking back and forth. I could hardly stand still. I thought there was an earthquake, but none of my family members or neighbors felt it. Shortly afterwards, it happened again. Master told us, quote, Our cultivation practice is based upon the principles of the universe's evolution, and it is guided by the standard of the universe's highest characteristic, Zhen Shanren. We cultivate something so enormous that it equates to cultivating the universe. End quote. John Falun. If what we cultivate is the universe, the power is enormous. Earth is so small compared to the universe, let alone the mountains and water. When we do the exercises, the energy could at times reach the mountains, water, and buildings in the human dimension. So it is normal to feel the ground shake. Cell movement. When I was doing the sitting meditation in 1994, I experienced miraculous cell movements all over my body. I was able to reach deep tranquility. After more than an hour, I felt a strong sense of numbness from electricity. In particular, my palm sent out the sound of an electrical charge. When I sat for 1.5 hours, my body seemed to suddenly move. All the cells were moving, in and out, up and down, from the microcosm to the surface. They were moving rhythmically, vibrating. The spectacular scene was beyond words. I felt wonderful, comfortable, and pleasant when I sat for over 2 hours. Master mentioned in the lecture, quote, "The fifth exercise is what I did while I was doing solitary cultivation. I gave it to you without any changes. My main purpose was to allow you to have a fa to follow and exercises to do when you cultivate at high levels," end quote. Teaching the fa and answering questions in Guangzhou, from John Falun Faye. We are so fortunate to obtain this precious gong. This is Master's immeasurable compassion and grace. I realize that Master taught us the strengthening supernatural powers meditation. He granted us heavenly trust, power, blessings, and honor. For such a precious fa and predestined relationship, we truly have to study and cultivate well. Particularly now, on the final leg of our journey, we have to study the fa well and do the three things well. I suggested to fellow practitioners that they diligently practice the strengthening supernatural powers. 3. Master enlightened me to rectify myself. In February of 1995, I dreamed of Master. I was on an island, and I saw Master walking along the beach with a middle-aged woman. The ocean was blue and vast, and the sand was soft. The ocean and the sky met in the distance. It was like watching a movie. Master spread dafa and was concerned for heaven and earth. Even when he was walking along the beach, his heart was still concerned for his disciples. In the next scene, Master talked with the lady. "There was so-and-so in a city. He is dangerous." I was shocked. Master was talking about me. Did I do something dangerous? I could not think of anything in my dream and woke up soaked in sweat. Master said I was dangerous, and that truly shocked me. Since obtaining dafa in May of 1994, it had only been 7 or 8 months. How did I become dangerous? Master only hinted and did not spell it out. Master stated, quote, "If everything is explained to you, then there is nothing for you to cultivate, nothing for you to enlighten to. On specific issues, you have to enlighten to them yourself and cultivate yourself. Only then do you have something to cultivate, and only then can you improve." End quote. Teaching the Fa in Beijing at the John Falun publication ceremony, from John Falun Faye. Master did not mention what was dangerous, why was it dangerous, or tell how to solve the problem. This was to let his disciple cultivate in delusion, enlighten to Fa truth, and elevate. I practiced all sorts of Qigong and had been a Qigong master and a Buddhist disciple. I had thousands of Qigong books. After I obtained dafa, I gave up everything else and focused on Falun Gong. I was relatively diligent. So what was the danger? Immediately, treating illness came to mind. Oh, I remembered. When I first obtained dafa, in the latter half of 1994 to January 1995, many patients were requesting treatment. All my neighbors came, and some of them were seriously ill. They carried their kids to my home. Some knelt on the ground, begging me. Since they urgently needed help, I treated them. I hadn't been practicing Falun Dafa for long. John Falun was not published yet, and I was not very clear about the Fa. I thought that as long as I did not collect a fee, I could solve their illnesses and do good deeds. I did not realize that treating illness could cause serious problems. Master stated in John Falun, quote, "Due to karma resulting from past wrongdoing, one has illnesses or tribulations. Suffering is repaying a karmic debt, and thus nobody can casually change this. Changing it means that one would not have to repay the debt after being in debt, and this cannot be done at will. Doing otherwise is the same as committing a bad deed." End quote. Quote, "If you heal a couple of cancer patients, you will have to take their places. Isn't this dangerous?" End quote. From studying the Fa, I realized I was undermining Dafa by treating patients. I committed bad deeds, generated karma, made a mistake, and lost virtue because I did something against the law of the universe. It was very dangerous and irresponsible to cultivation as well as to my life. As a Dafa disciple, one absolutely cannot give treatments. With masters enlightening me through this dream, I realized the dangerousness of treating illnesses. I understood the Fa on the basis of the Fa and rectified my behavior. I am deeply grateful for Master's compassionate salvation. 4. Studying the Fa, memorizing the Fa, and copying the Fa. Before July 20, 1999, my home was open for group Fa study. On weekends or holidays, we gathered together to study. The group ranged from 10 people to more than 30. We all knew the importance of Fa study. No matter what kind of difficulties we had to overcome, no matter how long we studied, everyone was able to persevere to the end. Bathroom breaks were quiet and discreet so as not to disturb others. Initially, we read John Falun for over 10 hours without a break. Later, we read for 7 or 8 hours. We'd read in unison. Most of the fellow practitioners had attended Master's lectures in person and were volunteer instructors. Two of them were particularly diligent. One read John Falun kneeling down, and the other sat cross-legged the entire time. From long-term Fa study, the man who had knelt had thick calluses on his knees. During my individual cultivation, I read John Falun twice a day and exercised 2 to 3 hours a day. I memorized the Fa whenever I had time. On the road and in the car, I learned Lun Yu, Hong Yin, essentials for further advancement, and Master's other short scriptures. One frigid night, I wanted to go to bed early and work on committing the Fa to memory under the warm covers. When I did, I felt a heavy weight on my chest, and I could hardly breathe. I realized that when I memorized the Fa with selfish human thoughts, it was disrespectful of the Fa and Master. It was a good thing to seize the time to study Fa, but if I had the attachment to comfort, it would generate karma. After I understood this, I rectified my behavior and eliminated the human heart of pursuing comfort and leisure. Master taught us, quote, "Almost every time when I'm teaching the Fa, I painstakingly tell you to read the book, read the book, and read the book. As long as you read the book, you will attain things better than you'd expect." End quote. Teaching the Fa at the conference in Europe. It was true. When I read the Fa 10 years ago, I saw the characters in John Falun were colorful. Some were bold red, with silver shining like gems. There were all sorts of colors. When I read the Fa more, I was able to understand more. During that period of time, after I studied or memorized the Fa, I could see characters from John Falun everywhere, in the sky, on the walls and ceiling. Even when my eyes were closed, I still was able to see them. I felt the Dafa scriptures filled the entire universe. Whether I was asleep or awake, whether I saw them through my celestial eye or naked eye, I saw the Fa everywhere. I heard myself recite John Falun in other dimensions, but the content was different from that in the human world. One day, when I was reading John Falun attentively, I suddenly heard a loud bang from another dimension. With the explosion, another me flew out of my body. He looked exactly like me, and he stood between me and the book, blocking my view. When I acknowledged that he was me, he flew into the book. Shortly afterward, when I read Fa again, I saw my fellow practitioner who studies the Fa kneeling down also fly into the book. I understood that Dafa disciples are lives of the new universe that Master created. Master will push each of us to the position of consummation to achieve our fruit status. We will become different level gods, Buddhas, and Taos who assimilated to Dafa. They have the capability to fly into John Falun. It's just that some of us can see, while others cannot see yet. 5. Summary. Master requires every Dafa disciple to do the three things well. Only when you do things well can you elevate to your highest position and achieve consummation. In the past, whenever I shared my experiences with fellow practitioners, I usually developed self-satisfaction with a sense of validating myself and generated many human attachments. After I read numerous sharing articles and with fellow practitioners' help, I found many human attachments that hindered my cultivation. Pursuit of fame and benefit, zealotry, the mentality of showing off, jealousy. I've eliminated many of them and have realized that whatever I achieve in the past was all from Master because, quote, cultivation depends on one's own efforts while the transformation of Gong is done by one's Master, end quote. John Falun. Thank you again, Master, for your compassionate salvation.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.